I'm sitting here left behind, wondering why my ship is sailed again. And I took a test concerning life, and Lord, I failed again. Tell me, when can I escape the fate of wretched behavior? It's my prayers when I'm on my knees talking to my Savior. Every night I try to fight and suppress the hell within. It's like my spirit wants to do right, but my body's compelled to sin. I try my best to be an honest man, try to make it to the promised land, and get the gifts you promised, man. Boy, I'm caught up in the world, I struggle with flesh, and I'm stressing, I'm feeling tests and missing my blessings. Lord, I need your help to guide me. It's essential to stop the devil potential that's inside me. I know you ought to know about it. I want to change. I need you to show me how to go about it. I try, and I try, and every time I fail, I hear the same reply. You say,
sin a man, you got to do better than this. Sin a man, pick yourself up out of the abyss. Sin a man, stop living life in the haze, man. You got to change your ways. All I heard was, sin a man, you got to do better than this. Sin a man, pick yourself up out of the abyss. Sin a man, stop living life in the haze, man. You got to change your ways.
It takes a cheating heart and a lying tongue to understand the hurt that all the cheating in the line brung. A married man is supposed to be duty bound, to be committed and submitted to one, not to be a booty hound. But the harder I try, the harder it gets, cause everywhere I look, they licking lips and checking hips, and it's a trip to wait. Women seem to gravitate towards committed men, and it seems that I have to contemplate and ask myself, is it worth the betrayal of the life with my wife just for a piece of tail? I'm catching hell cause I should be having trouble with it. I took a vow to be true, Lord, look at how I struggle with it. It seems I'm following the ways of Solomon with all these women wilding it. Lord, tell me how to win this battle going on in my mind. I know the line, but how can I make a fine kind of mind? Lord, I'm trying to think divine and to stay faithful to my wife and my life. I know I should be grateful and concentrate more on family and less on lust and after these women, cause I don't need them damning me. Just when I start on my journey, on my new quest, here comes trouble, she's the devil in the blue dress. And no girlfriend, I used to freak with her. Back in town, want me to creep with her. She's telling me that she knows her, reminisce about the way she worked her body and the places that she kissed. Tongue dripping with honey makes it hard to resist. Lord, please, why you wanna test me like this? You said,
sin a man, you got to do better than this. Sin a man, pick yourself up out of the abyss. Sin a man, stop living life in the haze, man. You got to change your ways. All I heard was, sin a man, you got to do better than this. Sin a man, pick yourself up out of the abyss. Sin a man, stop living life in the haze, man. You got to change your ways.
People always ask why brothers wallowing in sin, standing on a corner, swallowing the gin. Brothers get high to escape the pain and the humiliation that comes from being raped by a system that's bent on bending us. So much money is spent on sending us to jail. It's like a misery is a pleasure to them. They try to make it so a brother can't measure to them. Like when I return to the place where I hung out to find most my homies dead in jail or strung out. And it's hard to get my old friends to meet, cause most are working three jobs trying to get those ends to meet, and they still barely getting by. So if they're not at their 9 to 5, they're slinging drugs or getting high. Father, that's just got to